Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is April 7th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. It's been a quiet week in the news here at Nikonian's, so I'd like to bring you the winner of our Photographer of the Year 2006 contest. Yes, the final winner of all of those segments has finally been decided, and first place goes to Knut Askim from, I think it is Norway, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that. His photo entitled Daydreamer has won the top prize for 2006. So if you'd like to take a look at that photograph, please just jump, well, pretty much anywhere. The picture's on the main page of Nikonian's, and I'll throw the link in the blog to that as well. All of you interested in entering the Photographer of the Year 2007 contest, remember that segment 1 is open through the 30th of April, and the categories are open, studio, and pets. And I discussed this a couple of podcasts ago, so go back through and get some more details about that if you're interested in submitting for this year's contest. Moving on into the forums, there is a wedding photographer needed in Edinburgh, actually in Bonnyrigg, next January. Now, the post says 2007, but I'm going to go with the concept that that's a little bit of a typo, and it's next January. If you're in the area, please contact the Changing Man through his post on the forums, and I'll send you the link to that. Along the lines of the photography contest theme, April's online photo assignment is multiple exposure. Now, this used to be fun and amusing with film photography, different ways of exposing, well, the same piece of paper, the same bit of film in your camera, if your camera allowed you to do that, and we kind of get to play with post-processing for the digital era. But there are already some pretty cool submissions in that assignment, and if you're keen to try, please check that out and follow the rules, please. This is an assignment, and there's a few constraints, as in we want all of these to be new pictures, so go out and do something that you haven't done before. Don't just pull something from your archive, and see what you can come up with. Moving along, Ben from Ashburn, Virginia, is looking for advice on portrait settings in the Washington, D.C. area. He's going to be taking some engagement photos for a young couple and is interested in any advice. If anybody out there who's listening has been to the D.C. area, is from the D.C. area, takes pictures in the D.C. area, please let Ben know what you think about some good places to get some portraits of this young couple. I'd like to get on to announcing the next batch of our workshops in North America for May, and the Seattle workshops are pretty much all sold out except for the May 4th workshop on the D80 and the D70 and D70S. So if you're interested in that in the Seattle area, there is still room in that workshop. The New York workshops for May are all open. On the 17th and 18th will be the D2X and D2XS 1 and 2 workshops. On the 19th is the D80 and D70 D70S workshop, and on the 20th of May is the ITTL workshop, and this is in New York, New York, for those of you who get frustrated when everybody calls the city the state and vice versa. It is in New York City. And in Boston, there are still openings for the D70 and D80 workshop on May 25th and the Capture NX workshop on May 26th. And those two are indeed in Boston. If you're interested in checking out these workshops, please go to www.greaterphoto.com to find out more information about registering for them, and I'll throw that link into the blog for you so you don't have to worry about writing that down. Now, what you've all been waiting for, I've taken my time a little bit this week. The final contest winner of our HP Photosmart printer. Now, this was really difficult because I had a lot of very good submissions, and to go back through all of them from the last 4 weeks was not the simplest thing I had to do. But you have to choose, and you have to have a set of criteria, which I will not disclose. Our contest winner for the final HP printer is David Ralph from Horseheads, New York. So, David, you can stop chewing on your tongue now. You've won my final printer, and I will get that out to you as soon as I can. And for all the contest winners, I will be dropping you an email when I get shipping confirmation. So they haven't been lost in the mail. We're still working on the processing part of that, so don't worry about that. I will be in touch with each one of you when I have confirmation from our New Orleans office that the printers have shipped. So congratulations, everybody. And to those of you who didn't win, well, I'm really terribly sorry. I hope you do get a chance to get one of the nice little portable printers for your efforts, and I wish I could give one to everyone. I might have some other giveaways. And I haven't quite decided what I'm going to do to give things away, but there might be some more t-shirts available. So if you maybe have some contest ideas, why don't you just drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org and tell me what you think would be a good contest idea, maybe even a contest prize, although I can't promise the prizes, but I can work up some amusing contests for you guys to essentially thank you for listening and tuning in. So I'm going to leave you this week with a picture from the A Picture I Took forum entitled Seashells, mostly because I want to get back to the beach, and I haven't been to the beach in quite some time. So that one is a good reminder of home. And I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonian's News Flash. In the meantime, feel free to drop me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org or jump onto the podcast feedback forum and just let me know what you think. And if you have any suggestions, announcements, or just want to say hi, please drop me a line and I will be back next week. Thanks for tuning in.